Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the incredible gift of the incarnation. The light came into darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. God, we pray tonight that in this space, in this time, as we worship together, and as we turn now to the Word, God, that you would meet us tonight and throughout this Christmas season. Still today, in many ways, God, we need and want to see light come into dark places. Places of longing and desire, places of brokenness where we need healing, places of our world that are a serious mess. Jesus, we pray that you come. And right now I ask that you would just turn our hearts to a posture of receiving, that we would be ready to allow that light to come into our darkness, to allow Christ to come in our lives even here tonight. We pray in your name. Amen. Thanks, guys. I've been really struck over this Advent season by this idea of something coming in to emptiness. Like in the dark, there is something, like you can think of the dark like a void, right? So you can have darkness in a sense be like emptiness. And into that darkness, into that void came light. And the whole of the situation changes when that happens. It would be the same as that present. I loved watching our kids. As hard as it was for me some days to watch our kids wait for that box to finally have something in it. To have an empty present is really quite a letdown. If I had opened that box tonight and there was nothing in it, we would have had a mayhem on our hands. It would have been a rebellion. There's a deep desire in all of our lives for something. And many of us here tonight have experienced and come into a relationship with Jesus, and we've experienced what it is to have God himself come into our lives. And so we resonate with this idea that something that was empty isn't so empty anymore. And yet there's days and moments in our lives as we go through it where we still feel that emptiness. We still have places of desire. We have places of need. We have places of disappointment, discouragement, places we could even speak of with words like suffering, dark places, deep needs and desires for life and for freedom and for healing. And certainly in the world we live in, as we walk in, we bump shoulders with people and we see things and we watch the news if we can bring ourselves to do it. We look at the globe and we think and you travel and you see and you realize, wow, there is still a deep need for God to move in our lives, empty places that need to be filled. And where there's that emptiness, there's this kind of latent knowing or knowledge of that need, of that emptiness. Before anybody tells us there's something that needs to happen, we know it. Deep down inside, we're not satisfied, we're not fulfilled, we're wanting to see something come in that emptiness. And I wonder sometimes about these shepherds that Richard read about tonight from the Gospel reading. What their lives were like before that night. But certainly they were part of the Israel, part of Israel, part of this people with a promise, who sat in that emptiness, who sat in that place of darkness with a promise, with an expectation, because prophets like Isaiah, who Peter read for us tonight, promised that into that emptiness would come fulfillment. That there was one coming who would save us, who would come like light into darkness, and who would bring things like hope, peace, and joy, and love, and the kinds of things that our lives, our hearts, they long for. And so I am quite sure, even though we don't see it spelled out, that those shepherds were human like the rest of us and had those needs, those desires in their hearts. Those angels show up to them on what might have felt like to them in lots of ways Groundhog Day, just another day. They're just sitting, taking care of sheep, is what they did every day. And I love that it sort of speaks to our reality that in our lives, just our everyday, we need Jesus. Not just on really bad days or on special occasions, but every day, in every space, in every part of our lives. And there's something deep inside us that knows that. So the shepherd is sitting there, and suddenly the heavens are full of light, and heaven begins to declare, hey, there's a present out back, and it's not empty. There's a manger in a stable. What? Yeah, and there's a baby in it. And that baby is from heaven. The Savior of the world is going to change everything. What I want to reflect on just briefly before we continue our service is the response of the shepherds. Because it's really interesting to me how as we grow older, our attitude or our interaction with moments like what we just had with the kids changes. This wasn't part of my plan, but last night we had this interesting moment. We had kind of early Christmas with my brother and his family, and my mom's here, and we were there together. My mom really loves Christmas, and she really likes fun, crazy ideas. And so all of a sudden, out of nowhere, came this gigantic bag full of matching pajamas. All the right size for all of us, you know? This incredible gift, and the kids in the room were just super excited. And the adult, I won't say all the adults, because they didn't all have the bad attitude I had, but the adult in the room was kind of like, you've got to be kidding. You want me to put on matching pajamas? I know you're going to put those pictures on Instagram. And everyone's going to see. I just immediately go into these adult headspaces. When I finally got over myself, it was a lot of fun. We put on these matching pajamas, and I'm holding infants that match me, and it's just a lot of fun. And we took like 400 pictures, and sure enough, they're all over Instagram, so if you can find my mom's account, you can see me in matching pajamas. It's funny how quickly we lose this. We lose sort of this childlike quality when gifts are given. And I think that part of the joy, and even the world around us who don't fully connect it with Jesus, get this, there's something about Christmas that brings out the kid in us, and we like it. I think it's a right thing at Christmas. I love these shepherds, these rough and tumble dudes who are sitting out in the field doing their thing. They all look at each other and say, well, maybe we should go see this thing that the angels speak of. Maybe we should go check it out. Let's go and see. Let's go and let's just in faith step out. As crazy as it sounds, I mean, you can't ignore the fact that the heavens just filled up with angels and they all sang. Maybe there's something to this. So they come, and they don't just come to the stable, they come to the stable with great anticipation. I think they come into the stable, something is ignited in their hearts a little like these kids. And I'm praying for that for us tonight. That the Holy Spirit would come, and He would stir up hope in us like what got stirred in the shepherds that night. Especially in the places where we need to lift the lid off that and find something inside. We need to get to that stable and not find it empty. Where we're saying, God, I need you in this area of my life. I need you in this relationship. We need you to move in this situation. So the first thing that strikes me is that the shepherds listen to what the angels said and responded in faith by going. And then when they get there, I love what happens because they come in and say, you know, is there happened to be a baby in the barn? I'd love to see how it all went down. What the shepherds do next, I think, is really important. And this is what I want to invite you to tonight, but over the next couple of days, is they go, but then when they get there and they find that baby there, they receive him. They take him in. They stop for a minute and they worship. They don't just confirm the facts and carry on. They take him in. Wow. And it seems they're struck by the presence of this infant. And to encounter Jesus this Christmas will leave you the same way. You'll be struck. to encounter Jesus, to touch Jesus, to have him come into your life, to encounter him, it doesn't leave us the same. So I want to bless you tonight to pray, to enter into Christmas, to come and to see, I invite you. But then encountering Jesus, stop, take a deep breath, worship, receive him. Again, kids don't seem to have a problem with this. I take the lid off the box, and their hands are already in it. I can hardly get the gifts to them fast enough. Kids are at it. When given something, there's not a hesitation in receiving. They just receive. They took like four. It's like, I pray for some of that in our hearts this Christmas, that we would receive like children. We would receive Christ in these places. And then finally, at the end of our service, we will have a benediction and a recessional out of this place, back into the darkness. But to go back out from this place in with the light of Christ in our hearts, and this is what we see in the shepherds. Having come and received, then they go, it says, and that worship can't be stopped. That they continue to walk, and they then become like light in the darkness. So my prayer for you is that you would encounter the light this Christmas, but that it would be contagious. That then it would light something in your heart and your life that can't be stopped. And suddenly your family Christmas meals would be a little brighter. Not just funner, but Christ-filled. Right? That as you walk through these next couple of weeks, over this season of Christmas, that you would see light come into darkness. And into the emptiness of your heart, into the empty spaces of your life and your story, but certainly into the emptiness of the world around you, that you would see things like joy come up. That where people feel empty, they would suddenly feel peace and hope. That you would begin to see actually supernatural things happening, incarnational things happening. Let us not ever lose sight of the fact that what happened at Christmas, what happened in the incarnation, was miraculous. A virgin gave birth, and God himself took on flesh and dwelt among us. I pray for these kinds of supernatural encounters with our Creator this Christmas. Let's pray together. Jesus, we thank you tonight for who you are. We thank you tonight for your faithfulness and the way, God, that you meet us in our lives. Lord, I want to thank you tonight for the many ways that you have in my life and even this year, filled empty places. God, I thank you for joy tonight. Thank you for life and life to the full. I thank you for freedom. We thank you for peace, hope. We thank you for your love. God, together we pray that you would move in our lives over this season. Christmas. As we consider the incarnation, Lord, that you would touch our lives in a fresh and a profound way. Let your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.